more and more about the really creative ones I've had the good grace to personally know, especially the ones that have had bouts of insomnia, and how much each of them, without an exception, has described it as a gift. So that set me thinking about it further. During the day, we are dutiful to others. At night, we return with a bigger duty to ourselves. Night is a corrective to the demands of the community. Night has work to do, the work of night. I may be a dentist or a math teacher, but long before that happened, and still now, when I am allowed to commune with myself,
you,
I am simply a nameless, limitless consciousness, a far more expansive and unanchored figure of infinite possibilities, and rare, disturbing, ambivalent, peculiar, visionary insights. The thoughts of night would sound weird to my mother, my friend, my boss, my child.
Who gets my love and fun and bounce and hop on pop delight?
They cannot tolerate all of our possibilities. And for some reasons, good ones. We don't want to let them down. They have a right to benefit from our predictability. But their expectations
who mixes us salt and caramel and fire into a big, messy bed stew and watches mornings take
wake
at night
over the walls,
with the window open,
the
and
sheets
the clear sky
wake.
Above. It is just us and the universe. And for a time, we can take on a little of its boundlessness. We don't really suffer from spending sufficient time with our true selves. We also suffer because we are presented only the daytime version of other people. We need to have a lot more portraits of what people are like when they are alone in the dim hours, and their heads are full with odd but so normal thoughts. At 2 a.m, the state senator knows everything she does in the capital is futile, and yet she remains a good state senator. A mother thinks about walking out on her marriage and her family, and yet she will still stay, and no one need know. The successful poet wishes he had never started writing. Feels everything he has done is kind of a washout. Pitiful, in fact. And yet, he remains an insightful, consoling wordsmith.
Us.
We need
the
to
inner
know
grapefruit, rosy hands stroking our heads weak,
and decent,
messing up the hair,
also have
cupping underneath our dreams
night,
and making them tang. The morning that takes life by the throat and draws it in. Me, my words, you, and anger and adoration and uncertainty and boredom and divinity inside the twist of your black hair in between my fingers. And wake up.
Wake up.
In the juncture of thigh and orgasmic hip.
Wake up.
In the chewing of the lipstick off the lip.
Wake up.
You, who puts up with endless prayers to Mercury and Venus and the gods of coffee and good words.
Wake up.
The will of thy morning be done.
Later, that night, is when the bully recognizes that he is cruel from anger and disappointment, and deep down he's only in a shame, a readiness to admit weakness, error, and confusion, a readiness to be ashamed, to be sorry. These are not qualities encouraged by the bright, defensive brightness of day. Only at night, without fear of consequence or humility, we start to regrow the more and more delicate aspects of our natures. We're naturally very inclined to want to be normal, Yet, thanks to insomnia, we're granted a crucial encounter with our weirder, truer selves. We can learn of our own apparent strangeness. The daytime self is a misleading picture of what everyone is like. Insomnia is a gift and a latent education.
One glimpse of the nightgown of the sky, as the moon, her will is done, her undershirt on. Sky's shivering rack of ribs turns on her heel and walks away from her hot sun and his ascension, whiplashing the world. In and out of sleep, forcing dreams from throats and lies and multi-ribboned day hopes. One glimpse of the nightgown of the morn, from steaming cups and orange slices starts the day. My love begins the brightness of today.
Thank you. And that night will embroider the waters of my soul with its gossamer whatnots
and redemptive promise
in great godlike loops
and my heart will at last untangle
and my mind will unfurl like a flag of soft lightning
the flame will lower
the storm will cease the dreaming will start
the infinite morning will begin at last
In the name of the without name, in the name of the recommitment to the beginning of every dream you have ever had in your life, be that sanctified in the name of the recluse that welcomes babies and dogs into his shuttered parlor of light, and the parting of the beggar's teeth as she asks you to hold her hand and be filthy for a minute. In the name of 2 minutes. In the name of all things robbed and given away,
in the seen and unseen right ring finger of the Almighty,
in the name of the torn veil off the eye, of the dawn, of the mother, be sanctified the woman who cares for you,
in the name of the dozen,
in the name of the last cigarette you'll ever smoke,
and the red, orange, yellow ringlets on the forehead of the second last,
in the name of the terror of being the last in line for food,
or drink, or love, or despair,
in the name of the night that waits for you there.
Thank you.
Roger Lee, 51 years old, of Green Bay, passed away on Wednesday, July 8th at the Bellin Memorial Hospital in Green Bay. The family will receive friends on Tuesday, July 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Stratsky Funeral Homes in Gladstone. Prayers will be followed visitation, and in lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be directed to the family to help with expenses. Robin Thompson, 64 years old, of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, passed away Wednesday evening, July the 8th, at Marquette General Hospital following complications of a bee sting. The family will receive friends on Saturday, July 18th, from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Skratsky Funeral Home in Gladstone. Funeral services for Robin Thompson follow at 1, and burial will be in the Rapid River Cemetery.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so excited. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Started out this morning feeling so polite, always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't bite. But you got some bait awaiting, and I think I might like little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Be waiting for me, baby, when I come around. We can make a lot of love before the sun goes down. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Yeah.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in. Some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much. Look at us, but do not touch. Phaedra is my. We'll be right back.
Now there is no more morning dew. What they've been saying all these goddamn years has come true. I knew it would. Now there's no more morning dew.
It was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came a ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll wear it till the night comes. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on my wall. The red, green and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day. There's a sun show every second. Of today, and the streets are paved with passers-by, and pigeons fly, and papers lie waiting to blow away. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too. And the sun poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay? We'll put on a day and we'll talk in present tenses. When the curtain closes and the rainbow runs away, I will bring you incense owls by night, by candlelight, by jewel light. If only you will stay, pretty baby, won't you wake up? It's a Chelsea morning. Love is in your eyes.
Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment?
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. You're going to read just what you saw. Just what you saw. You're going to reap just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow.